Take it away, Joe.
All right. Okay, welcome everyone to the call tonight with Purium Health Products. We have a great call lined up Wednesday night as usual. It's my pleasure to say that we have Michael Wolfield, naturopathic doctor from Encinitas, California. He's been with the company since day one, answering some great questions tonight that you've actually emailed in and called in into the office. We have a full lineup tonight of many, many questions, and we're really looking forward and eager to answer those questions. So let's not waste any time. We only have a short amount of time, and let's start out with an incredible product, an incredible mineral product. And what I love about minerals, I'll first of all start out by saying that I'm, Joel Calangelo. I live here in Western, Florida. I'm board certified as a holistic health practitioner here. I do some counseling here in Western. And I want to say one thing about the product that we're starting out by with the first question we have of the night, saying that the one thing about minerals, vitamins, as you know, they don't work without minerals. So a great product to put into your arsenal is the ionic minerals. Yeah. So, Michael, if we want to start out by saying that as an alternative to, like, basically sports drinks and stuff, we get this question all the time.
Right.
Why do we use a mineral formula? And tell us a little bit why ours is special and the solution that the mineral formula is in.
Right. Well, that is a great question, and we get it all the time. And as some of you may have read the Monday Morning Health Minute, we did cover the ionic minerals. And what makes it unique, first of all, just from a standpoint of why you'd want to use this in place of one of these so-called isotonic sport drinks, is that those drinks, first of all, are 100% isolated minerals that have been added. And if you look at any of them, whether it be Gatorade or, Recharge or Renew or any of the expensive ones, you're going to find that they may have 3, 4, maybe 5 minerals. Usually it's sodium, potassium, some calcium sometimes, but that's about it. And so the body, first of all, needs a lot more than that. And it also needs to be able to absorb them. And what makes the ionic mineral product from PHP so unique is that it combines fulvic acid. Now, fulvic acid is a naturally occurring compound that plants actually manufacture. And the reason they manufacture fulvic acid is it then allows them, the fulvic acid becomes the transporter to take inorganic minerals from the soil and bring them up into the plant structure, its root structure, into its main parts, and that's where it gets transformed into an organic mineral salt. And so that is why it is so valuable. Now, the other thing that's crucial is that the fact that the product is ionic just simply means that it's energized. In other words, it's not dead. In very, very simple layman terms, that's really all you need to know about ionic. That if you're not ionic minerals, then you really basically are just inorganic dead rock, which, is chalk in terms of calcium. Your body cannot absorb it, but the body does work with ionic minerals because our entire body is an electrical system. And so ionic simply means it has an electrical charge. And so that's why that's so effective. And the fulvic acid just simply makes it be that much more usable and absorbable. So not only for athletes, but for anyone. In fact, the amount of minerals that are in our soil today, even if you're buying organic produce, even if you've got your own garden, unless you are really doing lots of composting and working your soil, there's a good chance that your soil is still somewhat depleted because that's the way it is right now, unfortunately. We've really destroyed the topsoil of the world. And so it's really helpful to add the ionic minerals to your drinking water, on a daily basis. I mean, we put a squirt into, gallons of distilled water that, that we have a solar distiller, and we'll just add the ionic minerals right to that. And it's important to keep your mineral content high as long as they're ionic and as long as they're absorbable. That's the key. I mean, you can take as many minerals as you want, but if they're not in the form the body can use, you're really not only wasting your money, but you're actually putting a huge burden on your body because they have to figure out what to do with them.
Hmm. Okay. Now let me ask you this. Is this the type of product I should take every day? And the part two to that is, how many times per day should I take a product like this?
Well, you can definitely take it every day, and the question of how much you should take is really determined by what you're doing. You know, if you've got a physical job, if you're doing a lot of exercise, if you're sweating a lot, then it's a good idea to take some extra. It's very rich in magnesium, which, of course, the body needs constantly, along with the potassium and the sodium and everything else, and all the trace minerals. Now, keep in mind, one of the best ways that you can utilize ionic minerals is to really just put it in one of the green drinks, like, you know, the barley juice or the Kamut blend, and we're going to talk more about that next week. But because that way, not only are you getting the ionic energized minerals, but you're getting them in a living food. And so that's a really just phenomenal combination. Because, like I said, our food is just devalued today, and we really need to. And minerals, like you said, Joel, minerals are actually more important than vitamins because our body can manufacture many vitamins, but it cannot manufacture any minerals. It can turn minerals from one thing to another. It has that ability. It's called alchemy. That's been proven. But you have to have something to start with. And so the body cannot manufacture baseline minerals. And so that's why you've got to be careful about making sure your mineral content is high and making sure you're getting all of them. You know, not just, you know, one, two, three, or four. You want a whole variety that you know are pure, that are clean, and with the fulvic acid, you know you're going to absorb them.
Excellent. Okay. Let's move on to the next question. Now, there's been a libido question coming up a lot.
Yep.
It comes up pretty frequent in many different forms, but
yep.
How can I get my libido back? And what diet is best for that?
Well, Joel, we could spend a month talking about this one subject. And so it really is it's a natural follow-up from the ionic minerals, because what the body needs is it needs nutrition. I've had many people tell me, you know, a lot of males will call and say, you know, I've taken the super male formula and, you know, it's not just doing what I thought it was going to do. And then we'll start talking about diet, you know, and nutrition and all. And most of these people, they weren't really thinking about changing anything other than just simply adding the super male formula, okay? That's not the way it was designed. This is exactly why you don't want to get into using the Viagra, the Cialis, and the other products, the other pharmaceutical drugs that are designed for, you know, sexual performance. In fact, if you just listen to the commercials about these and listen to the side effects, if you don't start laughing, you'll at least realize, good grief, I wouldn't want to put this in my body. Well, the reality is that one of the side effects for both of these drugs is they actually say that if you find that you are experiencing an erection for more than 4 hours, that you better seek medical attention. Now, that's preposterous, because that means that what that drug is doing is completely messing with your nervous system and your blood supply and everything else, okay? But let's get more basic than talking about that right this second.
The root of the problem.
The root of the problem. Okay, the number one... the number one instinct that the human body has been bestowed with is self-preservation.
Okay.
It's hard for people to kill themselves, let's face it. I mean, you know, people do it, but it's not an easy thing to do. And even if you're highly depressed and you think you're going to be suicidal, if you're about to be run over by a truck, you will get out of the way. Okay, so in other words, it's an instinct to keep ourselves alive. So that's the number one instinct that we have. The second most powerful instinct we have is reproduction. Because obviously, if we couldn't reproduce, the game would be over. Okay, so Mother Nature and the good Lord, you know, made it so that it would be rather enticing for people to, you know, reproduce, because otherwise there would be no one to hang around. All right, if you really think about it, the whole concept of sexuality and reproduction has devolved something fierce in Western civilization over the last 50 years. It's not thought of as just something that's for reproduction. It's thought of as exercise. It's thought of as entertainment. And it's not. I mean, science actually says that every drop of sexual fluid, male or female, okay, is equivalent to 8 drops of blood. So in other words, when you have a sexual release, you are getting rid of a lot of energy, huge amounts of energy, which is why people are usually tired, okay, after they have sex. Okay. But if we go back a little bit further, and I'm sure all of us have at one time watched these animal shows on TV. They used to be, you know, Wild Kingdom, Discovery Channel has some of them. And almost all of these shows will always talk about the mating behaviors of different animals. I think that's pretty common. And one of the most likely things that you will listen to and see is they will talk about that the survival of the fittest in the animal world involves usually the males duking it out. A group of males will get around a group of females, and they will actually either fight or wrestle or whatever. I mean, sometimes they fight to the death, but a lot of times, you know, they have a tussle and the loser walks away. But the reality is that is nature's way to ensure that the strongest male in that group has the ability then to mate with those females, because that's the way that nature makes sure that the best male sperm and the best DNA get into the females to create the good offspring. Okay, so that's how nature works. Okay, in human beings, it doesn't work like that. But, I mean, we can always remember, you know, there used to be movies about, you know, young people, you know, young guys, you know, fighting for the same girl. Same kind of thing, okay? But in today's world, we don't really have a lot of that going on. But what we have, we still have checks and balances. And one of the checks and balances that exists, and exists very well, and has always existed, is the fact that if you are not capable of producing a good, healthy offspring, you often will be not able to actually engage in sex. Okay, this is all that ED is about. All right, people that are not able to perform, it just simply means that their body is in a state of debilitation. Okay, now that doesn't mean you can't turn it around,
right.
But you don't try and force it by taking any product that just simply is going to stimulate you. That's what Viagra does. That's what Cialis does. When you're taking the super male formula is not designed as a stimulant. It's not designed as an aphrodisiac. It's designed like putting a oil additive in your car, okay, or a gas additive. In other words, it gives you a little bit more charge and it gives you some extra, you know, protection and extra nutrients, okay, to be able to perform. But the reality is it's not going to make you perform if your body is in such a weakened state. And so what we're really talking about here is if you find that you have that situation, there's no doubt about the fact that the supermale formula is a good product and can be used for people, but it should only be used in addition to using a lot of superfoods, like the power shake, like the Master Aminos, you know, more greens, a lot of spirulina. You know, whatever you like, and getting yourself on a good diet, get some exercise, you know, get yourself healthy, and then you're automatically going to have the ED problem vanish. It won't even be there anymore.
Right.
Because that's the only reason, and that's why using the ionic minerals is also good, because, like I said, our soils are depleted. So if you find yourself in that kind of situation, the best thing to do is really start looking at your lifestyle, at your stress, at how much coffee, alcohol you drink, you know, are you eating lots of processed foods, you know, and turn that around. So you start pumping tons of nutritious, heavy nutritious, low-calorie food into your body, which is what our products are about, because they're whole foods, superfoods, and that will build you up while you're eliminating the stuff that's caused your problems. And so you know, it may not happen overnight. It may take you a month or two. You know, depending on how debilitated you've got, it could take 6 months. I mean, who knows? But the point is you can always get things turned around if you're willing to put in the effort and to understand what's causing the problem. You know, but don't try and put the Band-Aid on it, because all you're going to do is weaken yourself further. You don't want to do that. That's why people who have heart conditions are supposed to go talk to their doctor before they engage in sex, because they could die of a heart attack having sex.
Sure.
That's how weakened they are. So, I mean, we don't want people like that. We want people that are strong and healthy, and then they use the super male formula to give them, you know, a little bit of assistance, not to, you know, cause them to be able to do something their body's not trying to do. So I hope that makes sense.
Now, part two to that question would be, I have a super low sex drive, or a low, you know, medium sex drive, not really where it used to be when I was in my 20s or my teens. What do I do?
Yep. Well,
pretty much covered it. I mean, it's the same.
We've covered it. It basically, you know, unfortunately, most young people do not really understand the concept of conserving energy. A lot of young people dissipate their energy. You know, in fact, I mean, I remember I used to work in a health food store years and years ago, and I was the manager, and we often had very young people in their, you know, 20, 23, or that, you know, bodybuilders, and they would have very bad looking skin. I mean, acne, it was just awful. And I would say, I bet if we start asking these people, we would find out that they're rather sexually active along with doing their bodybuilding. And exactly that's what we discovered. When we start talking to them, they thought nothing about, you know, having sex every day while they were doing their bodybuilding. Now, when you're 20 and 21, you can get away with that. But the reality is it catches up with you, because like I said, the body was not designed to perform like that. We have to learn that is very valuable, vital energy, and we have to conserve the energy. It doesn't mean that you don't have sex with someone you love. It just simply means that you understand what you're dealing with, that you're dealing with an incredible, powerful source of energy, and that you just don't throw it away. You know, it's like getting into a Ferrari, you know, and just putting your foot to the gas with a brick wall in front of you. I mean, that wouldn't be a good idea. You know, but, I mean, it's the same kind of thing. You have to understand what you're dealing with.
Take the top four foods with the company. That would be great in energizing the sex drive and
Well,
libido.
I would say, yes, I would say
like
definitely.
One, two, three, and four.
I would say probably the Power Shake, the Kamut Blend, the Ionic Minerals, and the Master Aminos. That would be a good overall combination to really boost yourself. You might want to consider throwing one of the vitamin C products in, because that one, you're not getting a lot of that. But the Power Shake gives you the ease, and the spirulina that's in there is giving you the ease, and the iron and the B12s, and you're getting the Bs. And so the vitamin C is the only thing that would be missing. So maybe the Power Shake, maybe the Kamut Blend, some C, and the Master Aminos. That would be, and maybe doing several servings of those a day, along with getting yourself on a good diet. That would be excellent. And then after really getting yourself built up, then, you know, and you could also be using the Men's Defense at the same time, because that's giving your body a lot of good nutrients that, you know, that the male body needs, especially with the hormones. And also another great product to use for this is the coconut oil, because the coconut oil balances the entire glandular system, and also the other product that would be good to add would be the American ginseng, because the American ginseng is a true adaptogen and truly nourishes and supports the glandular system, which of course the sex organs are a part of. And so what we're really trying to do here is nourish and support all of the hormones and glandular systems of the body, so that the body naturally will be able to perform the way it's supposed to. And then it's okay to use the super male formula, you know, once you get yourself in I mean, you can be using it along the line, but don't force the issue until your body is naturally ready to be able to. You know, in other words, you got to keep in mind that it's a tremendous amount of energy that you lose every time you release sexual energy.
Speaking
and that's an important thing. And we don't teach that in this society.
Right. Speaking about American white ginseng, question that comes up all the time, why is American white ginseng better than all the other ginsengs out there?
Well, there's really only two main ginsengs. You've got Panax, which is the Korean ginseng, and you've got American ginseng. And Korean ginseng is... And I would say that Korean ginseng is better than caffeine if you're going to stay up late for having to study for an exam, or if you have to drive late, or you know, something like that. But Korean ginseng should never be used on a daily basis for support, because it's just too stimulating. It puts too much stress on the liver, on the kidneys, and especially the adrenals. A lot of pressure on the adrenals. And Korean ginseng should never, and I repeat, never ever be used by a woman or a man who's over the age of menopause, because at that point the adrenals of the body start doing more work, because the sex organs start to slow down and actually are doing less work, which means we're putting a lot more stress on those adrenals with the Korean ginseng. But on the other hand, the white American ginseng, which we have, I believe we have two different products of that, is a true glandular support product and a true adaptogen, which means it helps to monitor and regulate stress. And so almost anyone can take the white ginseng. I mean, I wouldn't give it to a young child, but I mean, women can take it, men can take it. You can actually take it every day if you want. But it's not stimulating, and that's the reality. Now, some people have said that American ginseng is an aphrodisiac. Well, it's not an aphrodisiac. But what it does is it so nourishes the glands, and like I said, the sex organs are part of the glands, and so if those are being better nourished and your body's nourished, then you're going to have more, you know, sexual energy, and you're going to feel it more. So, I mean, that's what that's about, but it's not a stimulant. I mean, it's not like, you know...
Yeah. I think it's great I see a big difference with stress, emotional,
yeah,
physical,
big time for
mental
stress. Yep.
I mean,
yep.
You could probably see something within 2 or 3 days.
Oh, yeah. People with mental stress, especially you're sitting in front of a computer all day, it's phenomenal.
Right.
Helps
so
a lot.
You just mentioned prior, like, menopause. Let's have a question that comes up all the time. Do all women get menopause symptoms?
Well, no. That's the reality. I mean, Nora, who you know, Joel, my wife, she breezed through menopause without menopause. I mean, she had no hot flashes. She had no cramps. I mean, she just simply started having less periods and then spotting, and she stopped having any bleeding at all. And I have talked to several women who have experienced the same thing. Menopause is not designed to be a debilitating change of life. But if you've been on the all-American diet, if your stress level is out of whack, your body's full of toxins, and then you are going to experience those kinds of symptoms. So, obviously, the important thing is if you're approaching menopause, you know, if you're in your 40s and it's coming along, and some people will start menopause even, you know, 43, 44. I mean, and some people have it earlier than that if they have a hysterectomy. But if you know that time is nearing, you want to really do an assessment of how healthy are you, because the healthier you are, the less symptoms you will experience. And especially if you don't eat lots of red meat, which of course puts lots of toxins and uric acid into your body, you can definitely go without symptoms. And the people that do have symptoms can definitely be helped by using coconut oil, American ginseng, and the woman's defense. It's a great combination. Now, some women, and I know Dave has done calls about this, some women have used the super male formula to help them with their hormones.
Why?
And sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't. And so there is no one size fits all with that. What you have to realize is you have to pay attention to how your body feels. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a woman using the super male formula, because it will help balance the hormones. Okay, that's true. But no two people are identical. And so unless you're having blood work done, you've got to pay attention to how your body's feeling. And it may be you only want to take it, once every 3 or 4 days. Some people take it every day for a week and then don't take it again. So you really have to pay attention to how your body's feeling when you start working with supplements that affect your hormones. It's very important. Now, you can do like the coconut oil, you can do the American ginseng, and those are just nourishing for the glands. They're not going to affect the hormones specifically. They are trying to nourish those glands. But when you start taking products that actually can affect the hormones themselves, you really have to pay attention to how it's making you feel, because everyone's different. Or the other choice is you can go have blood work done, and you can have it monitored so you know exactly what's going on. Because, I mean, I get a lot of calls of people who have tried taking it, you know, and they'll just take a bottle or two bottles, and they say, you know, I don't think this is working, or this makes me too, you know, jittery or whatever. But some people, it works great. But like I said, you have to pay attention to how it's making you feel when you're starting to mess with hormones. It's very important.
Excellent. Now, moving on to the men's defense, if we could just touch on that a little bit.
Sure.
What is this product for? Why should I take it? And how old should I be when I take it?
Well, anyone could really start using men's defense, but most people who use it are in their, you know, their 40s at least. But, you know, if you're younger and you've abused your body, then it can be very helpful. Men's defense is a very, very good support product for the male glandular system. That's really what it's designed for. It's going to help people with prostate issues. You know, and also what I always tell people, take the men's defense and eat some extra raw pumpkin seeds, because that's, you know, a great way to get extra zinc into your body. But the men's defense is really designed as a support product for tonifying and really giving the hormonal system, not only the male sex organs, but the adrenals and the pituitary and the whole glandular system needs support. Because one thing that is very crucial, it's a good time to mention this, Joel, is that when people start using products, especially when it's related to sexual performance, they tend to be very user-specific. In other words, they find this product that will work on this system alone, okay? That's never a good approach. Our products are designed to support the entire glandular body, and that is a much more effective and healthy way to go about it, because even if you're just talking about ED, not only are you talking about male sex hormones, but you're talking about the pituitary, you're talking about the thyroid, you're talking about the parathyroid, and the adrenals. All of these glands play into the body's ability to regulate all of those hormones. And so you can't just simply try and jerk up one hormone and thinking that, all right, this is all I have to do because this is the hormone that is responsible for sexual performance. It just doesn't work like that. You have to support the entire body with sound nutrition.
Okay. Moving on to a product that I happen to love, the Be Energetic.
Okay.
Now, that's something that I really, really do enjoy and love. And I notice some great results with it.
Well, Be Energetic, first of all, there is no doubt about the fact that bee pollen, royal jelly, you know, honey, those ingredients from nature are phenomenal. And so Be Energetic definitely gives you the best of what the bee community produces. And it's not stimulating, and it really, you know, the one thing about bee products is they have a full spectrum of minerals and amino acids in a very complementary form. And keep in mind, that's what we're always talking about in terms of complementary form. You know, it doesn't matter how much of something you're consuming. It matters the form that it's in. And so this is what, and I should, you know, we can never say this often enough, Joel, but that's what makes Purium Health products so unique, is that we're not talking about just simply giving a bunch of numbers in terms of how many milligrams of this, how many milligrams of that. We're talking about finding true superfoods that automatically provide synergistic relationships of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, phytochemicals, so that they're in a form that the body can use. And that's what makes the difference. And Be Energetic is a perfect example of that, because it's well blended with superfoods that simply supply the body with good, solid nutrition.
Yeah, and that being said, you know, Dave being a formulator, I mean, I truly believe it's probably my favorite formulation that Dave actually put together in the whole entire line of, 60, 70 products.
Oh, cool. That's what's so good. Everyone's got a favorite product, and I think that's wonderful. A lot of people do like the Super Meal, the Be Energetic.
And just touch on it that, you know, between spirulina that's in there, great product, cordyceps, American white ginseng that you spent some time talking about,
and
bee pollen. That's a pretty
powerful. Right, and it should say, you know, cordyceps is a great herb. It doesn't sound like an herb. It sounds like it's a piece of furniture or something, or something hanging on your window. That's what someone used to say. But cordyceps is a great adaptogen. I mean, it really does offer the body a lot of support. And spirulina cannot be overstressed in terms of how valuable that is, because of its protein, its amino acid profile, its high levels of iron, vitamin E, the B vitamins, chlorophyll, and essential fatty acids. You know, spirulina has more EFA than even primrose oil.
Wow.
And EFA is one of the most phenomenal substances for the glands.
Right.
I mean, women have used EFA for hot flashes for centuries, practically.
Right.
It really is. It's wonderful for that.
Definitely to include in the regimen.
Yep. And obviously, if you're going to take a Be Energetic, to add a little extra spirulina is a great idea.
Yeah. And there are some people all the time where they will mention to me, like, they don't like doing the powders just like in juice or in water, and they like doing capsules. And Dave was nice enough to understand that and pretty much give us everything encapsulated form, you know, the spirulina by itself and the Be Energetic in capsules and the barley in capsules. So
keep in mind, if you are going to take a capsule, this comes up a lot.
Yeah.
And I understand a lot of people like capsules, and there's nothing wrong with using capsules, especially if you don't like the taste or you don't have the time. Is when you take a capsule in your mouth, suck on it for a second, get a little saliva going before you swallow it, and you're going to make it that much more effective.
Well, Michael, so we've gotten to all of the questions in record time.
It's excellent. Now, you know, and one thing I think is important to remind people of every week, because we always have new people on the call, is what really I've been with the company since 12 years now. Yeah, and one of the reasons why I am so committed to helping and to being a part of this company is that both Dave and Amy are totally dedicated to quality and keeping prices affordable. And that is an amazing combination, especially with today's economy. Because, you know, whether the economy is good or bad, we need nutrition. And in fact, when the economy is bad, we need more nutrition because people are under more stress.
Right.
And so that's where PHP really shines, is that we offer superfoods at an affordable price. I mean, you know, like I say to everyone, anyone out there can afford using the barley juice. I mean, or the Kamuplan. I mean, you're talking, 14 or 16 cents a serving is dirt cheap. It's amazing how inexpensive some of these products can be.
Even like my favorite product, one of my favorite, the Be Energetic, what is that, like $16 or something, $15?
Yeah, and for how many capsules?
90.
So that's a bargain. Yeah. No, I mean, it's amazing the quality and the prices that we offer. It's just, you know.
And mention the fact that no binders, fillers, excipients, coloring.
Right, exactly. And my friend Laura always wants me to say that, so I'm glad you reminded me too. Yes,
sure.
And that sets us completely apart. No binders, no fillers, no additives of any variety, shape, or form. And if you haven't heard this before, listen carefully, because supplement products and pharmaceutical drugs, by law, can contain plastic, can contain hydrogenated vegetable oil, can contain ground glass, can contain stuff that you wouldn't want to give a dead dog. And we promise, guarantee that we don't use any of that stuff. And you know the main reason why we don't use it is because we take these products ourselves and we don't want to take that garbage. I mean, you know, we're not one of these kind of companies that just are trying to make a buck. Trust me, we're not doing that. I mean, you know, we don't make anywhere near the kind of profit that some of these companies do that are selling products for $50, $60 and their cost is $1.50.
Right.
I mean, when you're using superfoods, the cost of materials is a lot higher. But we are committed to wanting to use these products ourselves and wanting to offer the public high quality, no garbage added, at a price you can afford. And that is really, in my book,
sums it up.
The cat's meow.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, on that note, once again, Michael, great job. Thank you so much for doing such a...
Well, thank you, Joel. And next week, shall we give people a little hint of what we're going to be discussing?
That would be great. Go ahead.
Well, we've had a lot of questions, and next week we're going to definitely give some good information about Komoot, why Komoot is so special, and we're one of the few people that really feature Komoot, so we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about that and different ways to fast, because that question comes up a lot. You know, we have the anabolic fast. We have lots of different fasting programs and approaches that can be taken. And so we're going to discuss what works when and how to know what to do.
Excellent. That's I'm looking forward to that myself. I'm looking
cool.
Ready. Spring coming about. I want to definitely. Spring is right around the corner too, so it's a perfect
right. Spring energy. Spring
call,
cleaning.
You know exactly to get into. Well, once again, thank you, Michael. A wonderful call.
Thank you, Joel.
And same time, same channel.
Exactly.
Right next week and.
Next week.
Thank you so much.
And Phil, and let me just add, you know, we don't have time right now to open phone lines and take questions because I've got to run and I know Joel does too.
Yeah.
But if you have any questions from this particular call, please, by all means, either email me, call me, and my number and, you know, email address is right on the PHP. It was on your information thing that you got when you were told about the call tonight. And I know Joel is more than happy to help too. So feel free that if you have a question or a concern about the call tonight, call. And if you have other questions, you know, give us a shout and let us know what topics you would like discussed. And we really want to try and make these calls as informative and as helpful as possible.
Great. Thank you, everyone, again, for tuning in tonight. It's been great having all of you on the phone. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks a lot.
Be well.
God bless.
Be well, be safe, and be happy. Good night.
You got it. Bye-bye.